Did not participate was Crowder. Was not what? Non-injury for Crowder, personal reasons. And then Jordan Reed, hamstring, and Trent Williams, knee. I have a bunch of limiteds. You'll get the report here in a minute. If you have any questions about anybody, I'll let you know how they're doing. Grant still in concussion protocol. Brown with his Achilles, so on and so forth.
You expect Jameson back tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll be back.
And how is Jordan progressing with his situation?
He's progressing. He's with the trainers today for the most part. And, you know, said he had a good day. We'll see how he does tomorrow.
In terms of Trent's status, how do you guys do that moving forward? Is it still going to be a week-to-week thing? Or?
Yeah, it's going to be a week-to-week thing for him for sure. You know, and the challenge will be Sunday, Thursday, Thursday. You know, the next 3 weeks will be a challenge. Hopefully we'll get him this week and then take week by week.
Sure, with the entire roster, when you have three games in, what, 2 weeks I think it is? Or how do you plan out these next three games? And with the amount of injuries that you guys already have, how do you handle that in terms of the practice schedule? And
yeah, we're okay right now. We have guys on a limited basis, but we have enough bodies. We're having good practice. And then after this game, we'll adjust the schedule. You know, probably shorten practice, maybe walk through type tempo, go from there, get ready for the Thursday night game.
Yeah, with Rob Kelly going on IR, that pretty much moves Samaje Perine, I guess, to the top of the depth chart. What he seems to have been better, at least in terms of yards per carry, the last couple of games than he was earlier in the year. How is he progressing? What is he doing better to get better?
Well, I think he's getting better looks at it. The more you see him practice and the more you get in the game, better you're going to get. You know, he's a guy that never ran out of the I formation at college, you know, so this is all new to him. And, you know, he's good out of the shotgun, but you just got to keep giving the ball. And like I said the other day, I think he's a guy that will get better with more carries. You know, he's such a physical guy that I think the more carries he gets, the whole wear down the defense. And he's not so much a spell guy. He's more of a run it type guy. So hopefully we get him some reps and get a great look at him, and he performs well, which we think he will.
And has he been working the fumbling issues of that, though, you're working?
Yeah, he's had two missed handoffs. You know, I think the exchanges are the issue, you know, the tracks. And not necessarily all his fault. You know, sometimes a quarterback might have been a little bit too tight. But we got to get that cleaned up, and time will tell on that. But I think we've got it fixed, hopefully.
Jay, you mentioned the other day how tough your schedule has been. Beyond just the wins and losses, what can that do for a team in terms of the rest of the year and the competition level you faced? What are the benefits of as tough a schedule as you faced so far?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I think, you know, every team in the NFL has serious weapons and things to, you know, you have to prepare for and work towards. So just when you think you're not playing somebody that's very good record-wise, they have a lot of talent and good coaches. So this is a week-to-week league for sure. And we know we're playing against a team that's won 7 in a row, and they're playing excellent football on both sides of the ball and special teams. But as far as how that will treat us later in the season, we'll have to wait and see.
You told us on Monday that there are 4 to 5 guys that you were looking at the running back position. Why did you end up going with Byron Marshall?
Yeah, we did some work on him. Marshall Scouts did a good job on him and set the tape to Randy and made a decision that he was our top guy. He does a little bit of everything. You know, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's thick. He's 215, 220 pounds. He played running back in college. He played receiver in college and did some good things on tape at Philadelphia in the preseason. So that's the guy we went with.